I'd like to thank Reverend Ryan McKee very much for the words of welcome. Certainly a joy to be with you tonight at this special service at the end of your vacation Bible school. And it's always a privilege to come here to Macrafelt and to have the opportunity to preach God's word. Now, I had the privilege a couple of years ago of taking the children's mission, and they called me a funny name. They called me Uncle Fred. And I'm sure you remember that, boys and girls. Uncle Fred, could you remember that? So I say, hello, boys and girls. And you say, hello, Uncle Fred. That's simple, isn't it? Now, even some of the parents could manage that with a bit of effort. So, really, hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Uncle Fred.
We'll try it again a wee bit later. Hello, boys and girls. A really big loud one here, Ellie. Hello, boys and girls. That's really, really good. Now, it's lovely to be here tonight. And I was just thinking, I've got a story to tell you. And you've been learning all week about different rulers, kings and queens in this book, the Bible, God's precious word. And I was thinking, you know, many, 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 many years ago, not as long as the kings and the queens in the Bible, but a long time ago, just after I got saved and I came into the ministry in the Free Presbyterian Church, and I remember being up here in Macrafelt, and you know what the people said? Who's that big thin fella? Who's that big skinny fella? You see, and somebody sent me a picture the other day. It was taken about 50 years ago, and I was just like Mr. McKay. Reverend McKay was just very slim. But you see, all these years in the ministry, and what we call an occupational hazard, when you go to visit and people say, I could take a wee cup of tea. I'll go on. And then say, would you like a wee bun? And you say, I have you too. would you like a wee sandwich? And when you take all these buns and the tea, well, you just get bigger and bigger. And about Belfast, I know what they say in Belfast, where I come from, would you take a wee cup of tea in your hand? Imagine that. I would prefer it just in a cup. And I was thinking, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen tonight, you know, about all the different kinds of cups that there are. You go to some people's houses and, you know, a wee woman used to say to me at Bambridge, oh, when you come, I get out the funeral china. I say, thanks very much. That's enough of that. She got out the Royal Albert. Oh, beautiful, beautiful china cups and saucers. And I remember when I was a wee boy growing up, my father was in the Royal Navy during the war, and he was in the Territorial Army, and I used to love, you know what he had? He had this set of utensils for eating with when they were out on manoeuvres with the Territorial Army, and there was tins for soup, big tin plates for soup, and a tin cup. And I say, oh, let me drink, let me use a tin cup. I thought it was a great cup. And so it was. And nowadays, of course, we have paper cups, disposable cups. And of course, our government are going to tax them. That's the latest news. They're going to put a tax on the paper cups that we use. And so that's going to cost us a fortune when you go to get a wee cup of coffee or a cup of tea. But I have some cups with me tonight, boys and girls, and I want to show some of them to you. And I hope they're still here, because they were rattling about a wee bit in the back of the car. Oh, they're still here. They're in one piece, because I was going to say, is anybody super glue with them? See? No. Some cups, now here's a cup, let me see this cup here. This is one of my favourite cups. Can any of you girls in there, have you good eyesight, like myself? Can you see what's on that cup? Can you see? Parker, you should know. Guitar, that's right. They're all guitars. And, you know, my wife bought me this cup, and You see, there are all these guitars that are on the cup. They're way out of my reach. I couldn't afford them. They're all big, big fancy guitars, and they're very special. And I like guitars, and I like playing the guitar, and I like that. And so I have this. I might never get one of these big fancy guitars, but I've got the cup. Got the cup, and they get the tea in the cup. And I was thinking about this cup with these guitars on it, you know. It reminds me of precious things. Things that cost a lot of money and are worth things. Now, maybe there's boys and girls here tonight, and maybe you say, Uncle Fred, I'm not really interested in guitars, but you would like something else on the cup. And maybe you would say, there's something that I would really, really love. And maybe you're thinking already, it's not long to my birthday, and I would really love a certain thing. Or it's not long, and not that long to Christmas. And oh, I know what I want for Christmas. And maybe you're thinking about something that's really precious. But boys and girls, when I think about this cup and about these guitars, and they're so expensive and they're so precious, you know what the Bible reminds me? The Bible says, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that he possesses. In other words, as Jesus said, what would it profit a man or a woman or a boy or girl if they could gain the whole world, but they would lose their soul? Because the most important thing is our soul, not possessions, not things that we can have or hoard or hold. Now, I have another cup here, and this is a really another favourite cup of mine. As you can gather with these favourite cups, I drink a lot of tea. I wonder, maybe Mr. McKee, could you see what's on that there? Or you're like myself. Northern Ireland, right in one. Northern Ireland, as we say. Northern Ireland. It's a cup, and there's a map on it, and it has, oh, the capital city, Belfast. Doesn't say Mr. Greenfield was born there, but it should. And it shows you the Giant's Causeway and Loch Ness. Don't see Mullaghboy Hill. Need to get that fixed, won't they? And Calvary Free Presbyterian. But it's a map on it, and it's about Northern Ireland. You know, boys and girls, we talk about precious things. This is about a place. A place. Northern Ireland. And maybe at home, you might have a plate or a cup that came from some place. Maybe you were on holiday someplace and you got a lovely cup or a plate just to remind you. And maybe your mama even put it up on the wall. That's just to remind you of the holiday you had. But the verse that the boys and girls quoted tonight, not just Northern Ireland, where we live, this little land of ours, this little province of ours, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now here's a lovely cup. Who do you bring this out once a year? Because, I wonder, can anybody see? I should have come down there. Can you see what's on that cup? What is it? A Christmas tree. Hey, look at that. The first Christmas decoration of a Christmas tree. And that's because, boys and girls, that reminds me of special times and special seasons. And when we think about Christmas, we say, well, that's a family time. And that's a time when we receive gifts and we give gifts. And it's a special time. But it's a special time because it's the time when we remember that God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Lord Jesus came into the world, and he was born in, can anybody tell me, where was he born? Bethlehem, that's right. He came into this world, and he was born in Bethlehem, and he lived for us, and then he died for us on the old rugged cross of Calvary. So when I see this cup, and I think about Christmas time, and I think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's a cup here, and it, you know what it says? Now you're going to hear this, and some of my grandchildren are here tonight. And you know what it says in this cup? The best granddad in the world. Isn't that powerful? The best granddad. Oh, that's a special cup. I love to drink out of that cup. And it says, oh, he gives good advice. Yeah. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And it says, he's got a sense of humor. Yeah. And it says, he's kind. Oh, that's wonderful. But you know, when I think about this, the best granddad, there's a whole lot of other granddads here who've got the same cup. Because that's a wonderful thing, to be a granddad or a granddad. Oh, it's lovely. That reminds us about people. Boys and girls, tonight, when we think about all these things, about precious things, and think about we're living in Northern Ireland, but yet God loved the world, and we think about people, and the Bible says that we were created by God. God is our creator. God is our sustainer. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is our Redeemer and our Savior. But I was thinking, you know, about all these different cups. And I thought about three cups that are mentioned in the Bible. And I'll tell you about them very quick. And I couldn't get them. I just had to draw them myself. And I'm not a great artist. But look at this cup here. And it says on it, the cup of... Can you read? Sin. The cup of sin. You know, boys and girls, the Bible says God created us in his image. But you know the story from the Bible, from the book of Genesis, how that our first parents sinned against God. They ate of the forbidden fruit. And as our catechism reminds us, they plunged the whole human race into a state of sin and misery. The whole human race that was to come. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the scripture says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Now there are some terrible sins and some terrible sinners out in this world. But boys and girls, the reality is this, that we are all sinners and we have all fallen short of God's glory. And God passed a sentence upon sin. And the Bible says in Psalm 11 and verse 6, and it's a frightening verse, it says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares and fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup, because the Bible talks about a cup of sin, that there is judgment because of sin. There's sorrow, there's heartache, there's trouble, there's suffering in this whole world in which we live, all because of sin. But then, in the New Testament scriptures, there's another cup that is mentioned. And I have tried to draw it on this cup here. It's the cross and one cross on either side. And it's to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. And it speaks about the Savior's cup. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 26 and verse 36, it speaks about the Lord Jesus, that he went a little further in the Garden of Gethsemane. He fell on his face and he prayed and he said, oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. See, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus came into this world and he lived a perfect life. He never committed one sin. He never said one word that was wrong. He never cheated or he never lied. We use a big word, we say his life was impeccable. It was perfect. And yet the Lord Jesus, before he went to the cross and he prayed to his Father in heaven, he thought about all these things and that how he was going to take on himself when he was on the cross your sins and my sins. And the Bible says away back in the Old Testament in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep had gone astray. We had turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord laid on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. He bore our sins, the Bible says, in his own body on the tree. God pronounced a sentence against sin, and the wages of sin is death, the soul that sinneth it shall die. But the Lord Jesus Christ, by his suffering upon the cross of Calvary, suffering for you and suffering for me, he, as it were, drank that cup, that bitter cup, and he drained that bitter cup dry so that you and I could be saved. He died for our sins. They took his body down from the cross. They put it in the tomb. Then you know the story how that on the third day, when the woman came early in the morning to the tomb, to the sepulchre, they find that the great stone was rolled away. And the angel said, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? Jesus is not here, for he is risen. The apostle Paul said he is raised again for our justification, that we might be saved. And way back there again in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 116, listen to what the Bible says. Psalm 116 and verse 13, it says, I will take the cup of salvation and will call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing? The Lord Jesus came into the world because he loved you and he loved me, and he took all our sins on his own body on the cross, and he shed his precious blood to wash away our sin, and he died for us, and he rose again on the third day, that any man or woman or boy or girl in this meeting can say like the psalmist, I will take the cup of salvation and will call upon the name of the Lord. New boys and girls, in our Bible college, the Whitfield College of the Bible, they have a library full of great books, theological books. And when you think of all the Bible colleges and Bible seminaries and theological seminaries in the world, and all the Christian bookshops, and all the men, the great men and women down through the years who have written books all about the Lord Jesus and all about salvation, because salvation is so wonderful, and in many, many ways it's infinite, and it's hard for you and me to understand. But I'm so glad that as far as boys and girls and men and women are concerned, everything that's complicated and intricate and difficult about salvation, that's on God's part. And God can reconcile poor lost sinners to himself through the death of his Son. But God says, here's salvation. It's like drinking a cup of water. I will take the cup of salvation and will call upon the name of the Lord. Even a little baby can call when it wants its mum, when it wants its dad. It just calls. And the Bible says salvation. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. It's like going through a doorway. And Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, if you drink this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. So salvation is so simple. It's just like taking a drink. It's just like going through that door. And the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If someone has a gift for you, they have thought about it, they have bought it, they have paid for it, they have wrapped it up, they have put your name on it, they come along and they present it to you, and all you have to do is to receive it. And you receive, thank you. And Paul said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. It's a gift because the Bible says, as many as receive him, the Lord Jesus, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And boys and girls, men and women, as you've heard, the children have heard, even through the week that has gone by into eternity, some of the great stories from the Word of God about men and women who were saved and who did the will of God. And thank God, God's able to save to the uttermost all them that come on to him through the Lord Jesus. You don't have to be old to get saved. You don't have to be young to be saved, but anyone can be saved. And isn't it far better to come to Christ early in life? We sang a wee chorus in the children's meetings. See means children, all may come. O means old folk, they're no more young. M means middle age, mom and dad. E means everybody, good or bad. You are invited. I am invited. You are invited to come to Jesus and live. And that's the invitation tonight. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I love that wee chorus quoted tonight there in the prayer meeting. A little child of 7, or even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. For if that child believeth on Christ, the Son of God, that little child receiveth salvation through his blood. Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world? Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not? And are you so glad tonight that the Bible says, for whosoever, a boy or a girl, a teenager, a mom or a dad, a granny or granda, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May God bless these few thoughts from his word tonight to our hearts. We're going to call upon the Reverend Ryan McCree to come and close our meeting, please. Mr. McKay.
We thank our brother for the word of God tonight, and if the Lord's been speaking to you and you would like to speak to your brother about salvation, maybe you'd like to be saved, maybe restored, whatever, he certainly would love to open the word of God and point you to the Saviour that he has been speaking of in that book. We're going to conclude tonight by singing a hymn, and it fits in so well with what our brother has been saying. Hymn 704, and it says, if I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. If I come to Jesus, happy shall I be. He is gently calling little ones like me. Maybe the Lord's calling someone tonight. And if he is, then come to Jesus. Don't put it off. Tonight's the night. Today is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. And why not come today and know pardon from your sin, forgiveness of your sin, and peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to stand and we're going to sing this hymn together. As we do so, our young people, they're going to go across during this hymn to the complex, and then we're going to conclude with prayer. Let's stand and think of these words as we sing, if I come to Jesus. Let's sing it out.
Thank you.
just close our eyes, bow our heads, and just lay before you the challenge of the gospel once again. If the Lord's calling you tonight to be saved from your sin, then please come to him. He will receive the whosoever. He'll not turn anyone away. And thank God tonight you can be born again of the Spirit of God. And you can sing with the children here, "Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King." Mm-hmm. Well, how wonderful if some man or woman, young person tonight, mm-hmm. came and put their faith and trust in our precious Saviour. Our brother will be at the door to shake hands on the way out in a few moments' time. Speak to him there, and he'll gladly lead you to the Saviour. If we can be of any help to you spiritually, please come and speak to us. That's what we're here for. Heavenly Father, we thank thee and we praise thee for what has taken place tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the week that's gone into eternity. We thank you the word of God has been sown in the hearts of the children. We pray, Lord, you'll bring it forth to fruition, and even we'll hear of precious boys and girls putting their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, even tonight before we go home, may they turn from their sin and trust thee. We pray, Lord, for dear souls sitting in this meeting unsaved. Lord, they've heard the gospel tonight, how Christ came into this world for sinners. And we thank you, Lord, he has died for sinners. We thank you, he's risen again for sinners. We thank you, Lord, tonight he's still saving. And we pray, O God, tonight you'll speak with a voice that wakes the dead and call the sinner unto thyself. Lord, we thank thee for this time of worship. And we do pray, Lord, you'll just speak on and bless us as we fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.